those words.
It is.
Thanks for joining, guys.
Yeah.
Hi.
You're welcome.
I'm Derek.
I'm Ray.
Ryan, I think.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're
already off to a great start.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's...
We're doing a thing.
What do you want to do?
We're doing a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. This year has been quite a dumpster fire of a year, don't you think?
Mostly.
It's been a rough one in many ways.
It's been awful.
But there's been lots of movies and TV shows.
Which is what we're here to celebrate.
It's true. Yeah. We have 30 different categories that we are going to go through this evening, and the winners were all voted by you guys out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yes.
Not Twitter. We did not do it on Twitter.
Good stuff. The Heroes Podcast Network has brought together hosts from five of our shows.
All five shows.
All
yes.
five shows. How great is that?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We really. Have also brought back some of our favorite guests this year from Screen Heroes and Costume Couture.
And some less than favorite, but mostly favorite.
Everybody. Ryan drives the blue Corolla out front if you want to key it later.
It's going to be the first time.
Fantastic. So, yeah, so we have a lot to get through this evening. It's probably going to be a long episode. In between our nominees and awards, we're also going to be showing who are announcing our fans who voted and those winners.
Absolutely.
Of the various categories.
If you helped this year picking our winners, most likely you have won a prize tonight. So if you hear your name, contact us at Heroes Podcast Network so that we can ship you your prize.
So you can do that at facebook.com/heroespodcasts, or you can email us at contact@heroespodcasts.com.
Or you can give us money on Patreon. And then also,
oh my
god, there, I'm sure.
So we always do our Patreon pitch at the end, and we're pretty sure you guys have cut out because you realized you stumbled upon the boobless hour of the internet. So Patreon, we do it. Every month we have a video movie parody.
Yes, we've done three now.
We have. I've been in all three, thank you.
I have been in two of them.
Yes.
But I have a cameo in the third one. See if you can find it.
Oh, my God. You
cameo? I have a cameo in the third one.
That's so funny.
He's the Stan Lee of the Heroes Podcast Network.
He's Uatu.
But, yeah, we've done Pulp Fiction, we've done Scream, and we've done The Godfather.
Yeah, absolutely. So
go
much
check
fun.
Those out.
$1 a month contributes.
Yeah.
It keeps this growing.
And it gets you 2 weeks early access to the videos, plus exclusive behind-the-scenes content. And you can, if you're part of the public, you can check out the first two on our YouTube channel. Go to heroespodcast.com and click on the YouTube link. Or become a patron today, patreon.com/heroespodcast. See, consistency. It's all consistent.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. All right, so you want to get this thing started?
Let's get this thing started. Let's announce our first people, I guess, our first presenters.
Yes. Who is it?
All right, we're bringing up to the stage Ian and Robert.
All right. Cheers, thanks a lot. Cheers, thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
How's it going today?
I'm good. How are you? There's no...
Aww.
There's no table.
But you've got a tasty beverage.
I do have a tasty beverage. It's an adult beverage.
Ooh. Sounds good.
So we are here to present Best Sidekick and New Addition to a film.
Yes. And the first nomination is Mantis, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
K2SO, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Ned, Spider-Man, Homecoming.
Steve Trevor, Wonder Woman.
And Laura, Logan.
And the winner, you want to read the winner?
I will read the winner.
All right, cool, I'll drink this.
And the winner is K2SO.
Yay, Alan Tudyk. And our real people winner, I don't know what we're going to call him. Is standing right next to me, Mr. Robert! Yay! That's convenient. No shipping necessary. So, our next category is Most Tolerable Reboot Film with Jeremy and Barry.
Jeremy and Barry!
Yay!
Sorry about that.
Hi, guys.
So we are presenting Most Tolerable Reboot.
You want to read the first one?
Oh my gosh, most tolerable reboot. The nominees are Power Rangers,
Spider-Man Homecoming,
Blade Runner 2049,
It,
and Baywatch or Batwatch?
I believe it says Batwatch.
I'm having problems with the teleprompter.
I really like the first Batwatch. The second one was... Well, we'll see what
people
think.
It was great when it was in slow motion.
That's true.
It was fine.
So our winner is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yay!
And our human non-fictional winner is Kim Harner.
Yay!
And now for our next presenters, Ryan and Jordan.
We're going to try not to destroy the set.
I think we'll be just fine with that one.
We're doing best villain on TV. Sorry, I'm having trouble reading. Okay, looks like our first nominee is Black Fairy Once Upon a Time.
We have Negan from The Walking Dead.
Count Olaf from A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Elektra from The Defenders.
And the Knight King from Game of Thrones. And the winner...
It's the Knight King.
Congratulations, Knight King. And our real-life winner, Lee Ferrell. Ferrell. Something along those lines. Congratulations, Mr. Lee. And our next category is going to be presented by John and Mark. So, John and Mark, can you come out here, please?
I'm here. So, tell me, when you are bored and you have steam you want to blow off, what do you do? Play a fighting game. So,
I see what you're getting.
That's the other part of it. I mean, you may have went somewhere else, took a giant leap, but I'm gonna reel it back in.
PG-13.
So let's do this. Who are our nominees?
So we have Pokemon Tournament DX,
Tekken 7, which I voted for.
I remember Tekken. I used to play that on PlayStation.
All the time.
That
was
Tekken 7.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson was in that, wasn't he?
Liam Neeson.
Third, we have ARMS.
That's a great Switch title. For Honor.
Street Fighter 2 Ultra, The Final Challenge. That's a long title.
That's a great title. I didn't vote for that one. Yeah. And Injustice 2, which is about heroes and justice, but they're injustice, so they're not.
Then Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, which is also about heroes and all kinds.
Well, it never ends. It's infinite.
Yeah.
So
the winner we have Injustice 2.
All right. Heck yeah. And for our, as Ian coined it, the people winner is Jordan, the big guy who didn't fit in the frame. He's here somewhere.
Was his head cut off in the...
I think so. All right. Well, let's go ahead and bring the next group out here. So
we have Ray and Chris.
Ray and Chris. Come on, come to the floor, guys. Hello, welcome. I'll just kind of segue. Yeah.
All right, what are we presenting?
We are presenting Best Original Score.
And what's an original score?
An original score is the music of a film that's original by the composer. It's not a pre-recorded song.
So, it's not like a reboot score?
No, it's not a reboot score.
Can it be a sequel score?
It can be, but it has to be original.
Interesting. I'm learning so much. And the nominees are...
Wonder Woman.
Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Blade Runner 2049.
And Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my god, I love all those. Except
they're
for Pirates.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm done with Pirates.
I'm done with Pirates.
On the ninjas.
I'm not done with Pirates. And the winner is... Wonder Woman.
Oh my god, I love Wonder Woman so much!
Yes. Oh, my God. That scene when she's running across No Man's Land.
I cry every time.
One of the best pieces of music I heard all year.
Every time. Our people winner is John Nguyen. So thank you very much, John, or Lily Jonet, as we know her better in the cosplay world. And now we have something very special for you. We have our hosts Derek and John from Gamer Heroes to tell you a little bit about that show. Come on out, guys.
Because we need introductions.
What's up?
Only being the most popular show on the network. Just
we are. Yeah. How does it feel? It feels pretty good.
I mean, it feels like it belongs. It's right. I mean, I am the face of all of our videos. I'm just kidding.
So you voted for Tekken 7?
I did.
Yeah?
I did.
You thought that was better than Injustice?
I did.
Two?
I did.
Why? I'm putting you on the spot here.
It's okay. There's no spots to be put on. I absolutely enjoy it. I think the mechanics are a lot smoother.
Yeah.
And if you want to get back to the basics for fighting games, it was actually fun. Injustice is like work. I feel like I worked 8 hours.
Well, if you want a fun video game, then I don't know if 2017's necessary.
Stick it to the man, clearly. Okay. Clearly, that's the best game of this year.
Well, you'll have to learn more about that on Gamer Heroes. So, we are the co-hosts of our video game podcast, new episodes every Tuesday, where we review video games, we interview developers and publishers. And
yeah, we get the big people on there, you know, actual developers
we
and
do.
Publishers.
We do, we've had some actual people on there.
Good people.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But we do a lot of news and stuff, too. You know, we talk about, like, you know, the Xbox One X and who that is possibly for.
I mean, who buys that thing?
I
don't know.
I mean, if you got an extra $500, just slide that our way. And
I see you back there.
We'll each get an Xbox One S and move on. So,
I guess.
Now, do you want to tell people about the contest that we've been running on Gamer Heroes?
Yeah, guys, we've been running the same contest for, I don't know, 50 episodes.
We will have 50 episodes.
43. We will give you a free game, but we just got to get 10 reviews. 10 reviews, good,
on
bad.
iTunes.
Hold on, I'm getting there.
Are you?
iTunes and
just iTunes.
Instagram.
Just iTunes. There's no Instagram.
Face
iTunes.
But
stop it. Go to iTunes. Leave us a review on iTunes. It does not have to be 5 stars, but those are great. The reason is it helps people find the show who don't already listen to the show.
Come find it.
So they'll help us get out to more people.
I want to get all over people.
And when we get to 10 reviews on iTunes, we will randomly select one of you to win a free video game of your choice, as long as it's a for sale edition of a game.
Yeah.
At a normal retailer or Steam.
And it won't be like the bargain bin at GameStop.
No, it can be a AAA title, it can
triple
be an indie title,
A's,
fighting
indies,
games, RPGs, puzzles,
RPGs,
platformers. Now I'm just naming genres of video games.
Those things.
So that's it. That's going to be it for us. Who's up next?
Well, we are going to be talking about the best TV heroes. So
yes, so we're gonna welcome Ian
we're
and
gonna
Barry
welcome them.
Up to the stage. Thanks, everybody.
Wow, that's good. Excellent.
He's holding the card because my drink's half gone. I have a cookie.
The logic. This one.
That's Ian. I'm Barry.
Hi again.
We're presenters.
You can tell it's going well because half my drink's gone.
It should be the other half.
Well,
that'll be later. What are we presenting, Ian?
We're presenting Best TV Superhero.
Great. Should I start the nominees?
You should.
Okay. Matt Murdock, or as he's better known in the crime-fighting world, Daredevil.
My boy.
Kara Zor-El, Supergirl.
Luke Cage.
Barry Allen, The Flash.
Or Daisy, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You know, Daisy doesn't really sound like a big superhero name.
Break. You know,
here comes Daisy.
If she just got another name like Sky,
that I could
or
see
Quake.
That could work too.
I'm confused.
You know, I don't know.
Well, so, I have this lovely envelope here.
Yeah,
would you like to take a look at?
Sure. The winner is Daredevil, and our people person winner is Josh Thomas. Yay!
And now to present Best Horror Film. Jeremy and Jordan.
Come on down.
Jeremy. Chris. Well. Stop what it says. It says Jordan on the thing.
Hi, I'm playing the role of Jordan.
Hello, Jordan.
Hello.
So we're doing best horror film.
That we are.
Yes.
Are you scared of scary movies?
Yes, I haven't seen any of these because they're all terrifying.
Oh, so you don't do scary movies.
I don't.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I'm so scared of them, I don't watch them.
Oh, okay.
So, in fact, I like them more than people that like them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I live in constant fear of them. So, our first nominee is Annabelle.
Our second is It Comes at Night.
We also have Split.
And It, not to be confused with the one that before. There's a lot of It's in these.
True. And Get Out, which I think was nominated for a comedy Golden Globe.
Weird.
So our winner for this category is It.
My man.
And our person winner is Thomas Egan.
Oh, yeah.
Up next, we'll have OKS Video Game featuring John and Jenny. Hey.
Hi.
Do you like games?
Yeah, I just don't know many.
So do you know what's on the list?
I know that's a game, and that one too, and we play those ones, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do things with them. Okay.
So we're picking the okayest video game, or presenting the okayest video game.
Okay-ish, you gotta do the hand thing.
Yeah, okayish, which okayish means it's good enough that you don't want to turn it off, but bad enough that you probably will never play it again.
It's kind of like a guilty pleasure episode that we may have done or not, I don't know, but yeah, let's do this.
Okay, so the first nominee is Super Bomberman R.
Great. Mass Effect Andromeda.
1-2 Switch.
And Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Okay, and the winner is Mass Effect Andromeda. And our person winner is
Brad Beagley.
Hope that's right.
Win again. Thank you. You did really good.
Thank you. I don't know what any of those are.
It's okay. There are the okay games that we didn't care about.
Good. Missing much. So our next category is best superhero villain. And
Ray and Robert.
Ray and Robert. Hi.
Hello.
You're so tall. Oh my god, so about our category, I was super disappointed with the supervillains in movies this year. Were you? Am I all alone?
No, the villains just didn't really impress me at all this year.
I think maybe the video game God of War ruined it for me, but when I see Remus Lupin as Ares, I don't get all tingly inside that I should.
Yeah, not so much.
No.
So yeah, I saw this and I'm like, Ian, can I try some of that cocktail? It was a delicious cocktail, I'm not going to lie.
And the nominees for Best Superhero Villain in Film?
Ares, Wonder Woman.
Donald Pierce, Logan.
Oh, yeah.
Vulture, Spider-Man, Homecoming.
And Ego, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Who's our winner?
The winner is... Vulture!
Oh, thank goodness, Keaton wins! Our people... Winner, our viewer, Cassidy Ross. Thank you so much, Cassidy.
Congrats, Cassidy.
All right. Up next, best animated film with Ryan and Laura.
Yeah. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
We never met before this, but we know each other really well. So, hey, yeah.
Whoa.
We're doing a... Best animated film. Mm. Funny fact about that, I don't really like animated films.
We cannot be friends anymore. I'm really sorry.
That's disappointing considering I've known you for so many years.
I know. I understand that it's a heartbreak, but I think you need to accept this and move on.
I think with time I'll be okay.
Okay.
For our first nominee, Cars 3.
Second nominee, Moana.
I saw that one. It was all right.
Lego. Only the greatest Disney movie in the last 5 years.
It's only been like two, so I think. I don't know. Lego Batman.
Sing?
Oh, that's the one with the same rhinoceros.
Yes.
My Little Pony, the movie.
And the winner is... Moana.
Great job, Disney. I know you wanted this award. Our winner of The Real People, Diana, a.k.a. Diana Prince Cosplay.
That's right. So, yeah, send us a message and get your prize. Our next category is not a category. In fact, it's a promotion opportunity for Costume Couture to shamelessly plug themselves. So, please, plug away.
Oh, I'll plug something.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're plugging.
Whoops. My drink's refilled. I'm happy.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hi.
All right. So, I'm Ray.
I'm Ian.
And we do Costume Couture.
And welcome to Costume Couture. No? That's not... No? Are we not doing... No? Okay. That's how we normally do it. I'm on that track. Sorry.
Today we're talking about which garbage fire you want to cosplay.
Yeah. So, basically what we do is we drink, we swear.
No, we are a web series that talks about all the wonderful things about costuming. We talk about costuming in media, in art. We talk about cosplay.
Yes.
We chat with local cosplayers. We're on con floors. We just had a very fun and successful panel at the wonderful Kansas City Comic Con.
We did. LGBT and cosplay. That was fun.
It was so enlightening.
It was. And we actually had people show up.
Absolutely.
I was even more happy for that.
I am a new, I guess, out of the closet LGBT person.
You are.
So it was a lot of fun.
It was. So we are on every Monday.
Every Monday.
And we will have Cosplayer of the Week spotlights. We'll have all this kind of fun stuff. So don't forget to submit your cosplays of the week.
Yes, you could go to heroespodcast.com and submit your Cosplayer of the Week. We can feature you. We try to feature you pretty heavily. We talk about your stuff. We reference your costumes. And afterwards, Ian and I send you friend requests because we're stalkerish. I've seen your Twitter. You're stalkerish, just like I am. But we've had some of these wonderful people on Costume Couture. Both Mark and Laura have been on before.
Yay.
Ryan has come on to plug Buster Props before.
He has. I don't remember that.
You were a second episode, dude.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Cool.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, that about does it for us.
It does.
It wraps us.
Next up is... I almost said gayest. That's not right. Okayest. Okayest TV series. I want a gayest TV series. Will and Grace wins.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Ooh. Next episode of Costume Couture, we're going to debate this. All right, so Okayest TV series with Jeremy and Chris.
Yay.
Hello again, Jordan.
Hello, I'm Chris this time.
Okay.
Sorry, I suffer from split personality.
Wink. So we are presenting Okayest TV series, not the greatest ones.
Just no, these are passable.
Is this like a 5 out of 10?
Like
even less?
Maybe a solid 6 if it's got like engaging characters.
Well, let's see what we got here. Okay. So our nominees are...
Marvel's Iron Fist.
Also Marvel's Inhumans.
Riverdale.
Marvel's The Defenders.
And Powerless.
Oh, Powerless. That came and went so fast. Our winner is... Marvel's Defenders.
Yeah, there's a difference.
That's true. And our human winner is Allie Smith. Next up we have Best Hero in a Sci-Fi, Fantasy, or Horror Film with Ray and Robert.
We're back soon.
Hello again.
Hi, I've missed you.
Maybe we should get like this so we're different this time.
That's a good idea.
Oh my god, different.
Light bulb.
So different. Okay, so we're talking about Best Hero that's in a movie, but it's not a superhero film because they're a completely different category. So
totally different.
We're kind of mashing up sci-fi, fantasy, and horror.
Yes.
And there were so many good ones.
There were a lot.
This year sucked as far as, you know, real world events, but as far as movies went, like...
There's some good movies.
I'm really happy. I had 2 movies come out this year that made it into my top 10.
Oh,
of
really?
All time, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
See, I haven't gotten there, but dang.
Right?
That's impressive.
So what are you hiding under the mask?
Me.
Well, are you, like, disfigured, or... Do you have 2 mouths?
I might. No.
Okay. All right, and the nominees for Best Hero in a Sci-Fi Fantasy or Horror Film are...
Caesar, War for the Planet of the Apes.
Bill, from It.
Kay, Blade Runner, 2049.
Jen Erso, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
And Belle, Beauty and the Beast.
Who's the winner? Who's the winner? Oh my god! Caesar!
And the real life winner is Shauna.
Shauna!
Shauna! Congratulations, Shauna!
We can't pronounce your last name. I will message you on behalf of us. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm scared to pronounce it. Sorry.
Right, I hate screwing up people's names.
Me too. So.
Okay,
next
up, Ryan and Jenny.
Jenny, I turned myself into a pickle. I turned myself into a pickle, Jenny. What dimension is this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're doing a best animated TV series.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my normal voice. I'm actually doing a voice right now.
Yes, that's true.
Do you watch any of these?
Yeah, a little bit.
Which one?
Rick and Morty.
That's a spoiler. You weren't supposed to actually say what our categories were
yet.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Okay, so our first category is Rick and Morty. Pickle Rick. Not specifically, but I just want to say that.
Second, Voltron.
DuckTales? Is this 1993?
My Little Pony.
1993 again. Troll Hunters.
All right. And the winner is Rick and Morty.
Big surprise.
Where were you during the Szechuan riots this year?
I was not at McDonald's, I'll tell you that much. That was ridiculous. John was there, though. Whatever he was.
And our viewer winner?
Gabriel Bose, I think Bose.
Yeah, that seems
handwriting is great.
Congratulations.
Next category is...
Best horror slash survival game.
Yeah, with John and Jordan. Not Chris, but Jordan.
What's better than watching a horror movie?
Playing one.
We rehearsed that. We literally just rehearsed that. Anyways, here are the nominees. Resident Evil, Biohazard, sorry for snapping.
The Evil Within 2.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a really good one. Dead Rising, the 4th.
And Friday the 14th game. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Friday the 13th, the game.
That's right. That was, technical difficulties, guys. But let's go ahead and announce the winner. So it's what you might have guessed. What's our winner?
Friday the 14th.
And our real person winner is
Chris
Will Roy Scott. Yeah.
Hey.
Hi,
Jordan 1.
Jordan 2.
Jordan 1 and 2. We've got them both. Anyways, so I'm going to go ahead and segue right there because there's too many Jordans in this frame. Ian and Mark are going to be presenting our okayest film. Stick around.
You go in first. I'm going to be on this side. We're going to switch things up.
Don't fall. I know you've been a little bit...
Look, I
haven't had... like the fifth?
I really haven't had any lunch today, so I'm kind of tipsy. I'm not going to lie. Great. Alright, we are presenting Okayest Film.
So what's okayest about these?
I mean, they're not great, they're just, you know, they're popcorn movies.
Popcorn movies, okay.
And most of these I didn't have to pay for, so I got them for free. That's what I didn't consider an okayest film.
But that's a good film to not have to pay for, I mean...
It is. What was your favorite okayest film? I'll wait.
Yeah, none of these. I don't think I saw any of these.
It's okay, because they're the okayest films, so they really weren't, let's go see them.
Probably wouldn't have paid for these anyway. So. Let's see. So our nominees are Ghost in the Shell.
Valerian, oh god. Oof.
Why did they remake this one? The Mummy? Why remake that?
Because. Really? Because. The Dark Tower, which... I like Idris Elba, and he was good in that movie. That's all I have to say about that.
Then we have Transformers The Last Night.
That was a crap movie. That's all I have to say about that. So, our okayest film is Valerian. And our winner is...
Hey, she's alright.
She is. She's more than okayest. She's greatest.
Yeah.
Is Laura Benford. Yay! Yay! You have a few words for the people.
I'm just really excited, and thank you so much.
And on that note, we are going to do a little spotlight on something we call Saturday Morning Tooncast Spotlight with Jeremy.
Wait, is there cereal?
I don't know. Is there cereal? Yes, there's cereal.
Okay, because Saturday morning cartoons.
I want Honey Nut Cheerios. I'm going to go get some. Okay, bye.
Basic.
So, Ray, while you are not the co-host of my show...
I am not.
My friend Danielle is.
Yes, she is.
How do you feel about Nicktoons?
Oh, my God.
How about cartoons?
It's so good.
How about cereal?
It's only one of my top five favorite foods.
Well, then you should probably listen to our podcast. We talk about cartoons from the mid to late 90s era. We've so far done Aw Real Monsters. We've done Angry Beavers. We talked about Rugrats. I did Cowboy Bebop, throw a little anime in there.
Nice, nice.
Let's see, what cereals have we talked about? We did Fruit Loops. We did Trix. So,
oh, yum.
Yeah, so.
So you review the cereals?
Yeah, we eat them while we watch a couple cartoons, just kind of chat about them.
Yeah?
And then we give them a spoon rating out of 10 spoons.
That's cute. Okay, so what has been your favorite cereal so far?
Probably Fruity Pebbles.
Favorite cartoon?
Oh, so we don't rate the cartoons, we just love cartoons. It's kind of...
Yeah.
But I would say the episode that is going to come up next Saturday where I talk about Angry Beavers is probably my favorite.
Not a show about vaginas, surprisingly.
Though the name of the episode that we watched is called Beaver Fever.
Oh, that's so great. Would you consider doing an episode about, you know, current cartoons?
Sure. We mix it up a little bit, but there's a lot of 90s to mine.
Absolutely. So much 90s. Yeah. Can I be on for your Daria episode?
Yes, and we will have to do a podcast crossover when we do the Star Trek animated series, which is a little bit before the 90s, but still good.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I can't wait to be on and eat cereal and watch cartoons with you. Yep.
Every Saturday morning.
Sweet.
So, next up we have Best Fantasy Series with John and Laura.
Yay!
We just rehearsed that again.
We're professionals.
Yeah, exactly. We are right on the X. Anyways, so fantasy, they're always riding horses, they're always doing weird things, or some kind of dragon. What were your favorite ones this year? Let's talk about the nominees.
First nominee is A Series of Unfortunate Events. Is that a fantasy?
I would say so, in a very messed up world.
Sure.
Emerald City, The Color of a City.
Game of Thrones, probably the most popular fantasy.
Oh, I would say, and we got a Momoa coming over to Planet Comic-Con this year, so that's great. American Gods? Did you get to watch that?
Neil Gaiman's pretty fantastic.
He's very weird. That show is weird.
It is weird, but in a great way.
Subjective. Once Upon a Time. So, the winner of this category is...
Game of Thrones!
It's not like we didn't know that, but... There's another version of that, but...
Wiener.
Yes, that's... Okay, so who's our people winner?
Our people winner is Jackie Evans.
Yeah, it's my girl! Yeah. Okay, so next up we've got Ian and Chris, and they're going to be talking about the best villains of sci-fi, fantasy, and or horror films. All right. Knock them out of the park.
It's hot as balls in here, so this is why I'm doing this.
It's hot as balls.
Well, all right, so best villain. I'm a villains kind of guy. I don't like the heroes. Screw them.
Yeah, I like rooting for a good villain.
I think they have better costumes. They have better people playing them. I mean, I can't really see James Earl Jones playing like a super good guy except for Mufasa.
Or Eddie Murphy's dad and Coming to America.
So, oh, he was in that. I forgot about that.
Human Mufasa.
Human Mufasa. That's right. That was... I mean...
You know.
So, our nominees are Pennywise from It, Darth Vader, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story,
Gaston from Beauty and the Beast,
and David from Alien Covenant.
And the winner is Pennywise! Yay!
And our people winner is
Krista Bell. So you won
something.
A date with Pennywise.
Oh, God.
That's what we're going to go with. Yep. And so next is Best Hero in a Sci-Fi, Fantasy, or Horror with Ryan and Marco. This should be good. All right. Take it away, boys.
You got the thing already?
You got it right there.
This is... Okay.
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
We've known each other so many years, so I definitely know the answer, but who's your favorite hero of all time?
There's a lot of heroes.
There are a lot, yeah. I mean, try and make it quick, because this is only an hour show, but... But, I mean, we can stall a little bit.
One.
Yeah, we can stretch it out a little bit. Derek's giving the signal, so, yeah, just keep thinking.
Huh. What about you? I mean...
Well, geez, I don't know. It's such a hard question. I don't... Anyway, we're doing giving away a prize thing, a category. We're not giving away the category, but we're reading a category.
We already know the category.
We know the category, but we're also going to be reading a winner.
Hero in a sci-fi fantasy.
We're doing something with an envelope. That's as far as I've gotten. So what are we doing?
For the first nominee, we have Emma Swan, Once Upon a Time.
Never seen it. I'm guessing it's a fairy tale thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Ash versus Evil Dead. Ash would be that hero for that one.
So, Sansha Stark, Game of Thrones.
Never heard of it. Rick Grimes, The Walking Dead.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely Shane's baby,
zombies,
though.
Zombies. Zombies. Yeah. And Shadow Moon, American Gods.
Never heard of it.
Okay, so...
You have the envelope, so...
it says Best Team Hero,
I think we're supposed to read
it,
yeah. I'm not sure, though. Yeah. Looks like Ash. Do we have an Ash here?
Ash.
Oh, that's the character. Okay. See, you know,
so
I never heard of it, so...
A real person is Jenny Scott.
I thought that was a hero. I don't know. Congratulations, Jenny. You and your sweater win.
Thanks.
According to the chat. The chat really likes your sweater. So next up... Best RPG, which I believe is Rocket Propelled Grenade. I didn't know there was more than... I played a lot of Duke Nukem as a kid.
And we have Jeremy and Jordan.
Yeah, Jeremy and Jordan, come on up here.
So while there are many different types of Rocket Propelled Grenade, only one could be the best this year. Our nominees are... Zelda, Breath of the Wind. Wild. Pokemon Ultra Sun and Moon.
Persona 5.
Nier Automata.
What?
That's what it says.
Alright. Horizon Zero Dawn.
Shadow of War, the Lord of the Rings game.
I have no idea how to say that last one. I
believe it's Neo.
Neo? Alright. Mm-hmm. I never heard of it.
And our winner is... Hey, listen! Zelda, Breath of the Wild. And Thomas Fogarty is our human winner. Congratulations. Next up, we have Best Action Film with Ray and Jenny.
Do a barrel roll. I'm ready.
Let's do this.
Okay.
I'm presenting with another girl.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm sorry. Alright, we're presenting Best Action Film.
There were so many good action films this year, and I was pretty impressed with them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Did you have a favorite? Did you see any of them?
I didn't see some of these. I missed them. I saw some other ones, but they didn't get nominated. But these are good.
Yeah, totally.
But our nominees are The Hitman's Bodyguard,
Kingsman, The Golden Circle,
Baby Driver,
Atomic Blonde,
and John Wick 2.
Woo!
Alright.
You have a lot of men.
And our winner is Atomic Blonde. Woo! Kill them all. Woo! All right, and our viewer winner?
That's Jill Stewart.
Congratulations.
That's actually my baby sister. I'm super excited that she participated. It's always good when your family validates you.
Good to know.
All right, well, we've had a lot of fun tonight. We're going to kill the mood right now, okay? Ryan, Ian, come on up.
Uh-oh, Ian.
Yeah, swallow, Ian.
Always do.
All right. So, the past, you know, when we did this last time, it was November, December of last year. And about 10, 15 days after we did our first award show, Hollywood lost a huge star, which would be Carrie Fisher. 2017 has also lost a whole lot of people, but... So, this
year... I agree with that, just because I'm up here.
So, what we're really talking about... I mean, yes, it's so sad. We miss all of them. Anyway, Carrie Fisher was not only an icon, but she was a role model to not only girls, but boys and just everyone who, you know, had her same values and looked up to her. She was a hero to all of them.
She was one of two women in the galaxy, too.
She was.
Her
That's
and Mon Mothma,
it.
I think, were the only two.
That's it. Her and Mon Mothma and maybe, like, Rebel Soldier number 3.
Ooh.
But she's dead.
Yeah,
she died. She was so sad. But...
She died, too.
She did. So, this is a tribute to Carrie Fisher. Her last performance is going to be in The Last Jedi, and that comes out in, I think, 10 days. So, I cannot wait to see it. I know that it's going to be very emotional for me. As someone who met her once, I can say that she is exactly like how everyone saw her in her interviews and, you know, the movies. She was a breath of fresh air and a real Hollywood legend and icon. So, here is a tribute to Carrie Fisher.
We are back. Hopefully we can bring the mood back up. Yeah. Tell a joke.
I don't know any.
Okay. So for Best Soundtrack, our nominees are...
Baby Driver.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Atomic Blonde.
Lego Batman.
And Beauty and the Best.
Spellcheck is your friend.
It's a real word.
That's true. That's true. And our winner is...
Baby Driver.
And our human winner is Eddie Fadia.
Congratulations.
Coming up next, we have Best Sidekick / New Edition with Ryan and Mark.
Long time no see.
I know. I've known you so long, it's crazy. I really want to push that fact home. So we're doing Best Sidekick, New Edition to a Series. So I have a question. What's your favorite sidekick of all time, if you had to pick one? Ooh. I mean, really, remember, we got to do this. That's what Derek is signaling to me.
The problem with sidekicks is, you know, so many of them, you forget their name because it's always focused
on... That's true. There's that one guy. He's pretty good.
Yeah, that's kind of the one I was thinking of, I think. What's the Green Hornet sidekick?
Black Hornet, I think.
I can't remember. I don't think that's right.
No, I'm pretty sure it is.
But he was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it was Black Hornet. Yeah. No, Black Hornet. Yeah, that's. I agree. We just got validated by the audience. So, best sidekick, new addition to a series.
Hey, Green Hornet sidekick isn't on this list?
No, because it's not 1963. Guardian from Supergirl is the number one guy on the list. Okay. He has a cool shield. Okay.
Mr. Fantastic from Arrow.
Which is definitely not going to win. Author the Tick? I think it's supposed to be Arthur from the Tick. He does write books, though, so I mean, that's a positive thing.
It's a good series, too.
It's all right, yeah.
Ruby Nobi from Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lucy Lawless. Vixen from Legends of Tomorrow. Also probably not going to win, but good job.
Yeah. Hey, isn't it winning to be nominated?
That's right. That's the real honor.
The winner is Ruby.
Ruby, yeah. And our winner is Guy Baker. Yeah, that's a real person. Do you? Well, his name's Guy, so everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So up next, we got Best Superhero Series with John and Laura.
And there was a comment earlier about this shirt, so.
Yeah, somebody in chat wants it.
We're pretty up. Cool shirt.
Yeah. Hey, Laura.
Yes?
What is your favorite kind of superhero series?
Usually one that's female-driven.
Good answer. God, that's a good answer. That's terrible. I have nothing to go off that. The cool thing to do in Hollywood these days is make a hero show. So let's talk about some of the hero shows that are out there. Go ahead and read the
All right.
One.
The best nominees are Supergirl,
The Gifted,
Flash,
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
and The Tick.
And the winner is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., unfortunately. Oh. Oh. Why did that happen? How'd that happen?
Outvoted.
Gosh.
Our viewer winner is Paco Gonzalez.
How did that happen, too? Oh, my God.
Brandon.
Up next is Best Sci-Fi Film.
Ian and Barry.
That's a Family Feud theme. I can't sing that.
Musical numbers? Really?
It is, yeah.
We've reached that point in the
show.
Yeah.
Suck it, Neil Patrick Harris.
Sorry, NPH.
So we're here for Best Sci-Fi Film.
We are?
We are.
I was here for Superhero Film.
Oh, all right. Well, peace. Anyway. So, what is your favorite sci-fi film of all time?
Really?
Yeah.
You'd have to ask that question?
Yep.
Everybody knows it's Episode 4. New Hope.
Okay.
What? Is there another sci-fi film?
Are you special edition or are you like original?
Has to be original.
Okay.
There's too much gray in my beard. I'm like, Obi-Wan. Always has to be original. I'm not letterboxing anything.
Oh. Well. So, in that note, we are going to present the nominees for Best Sci-Fi Film, starting with Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Alien Covenant.
Arrival.
Blade Runner 2049.
And War for the Planet of the Apes. And the winner...
In this hermetically sealed construction paper.
Who shot first? Who did it?
I refuse to answer that.
Greedo. Now.
Han. Never mind.
It's fun. So our winner is Rogue One. Yay! And our winner is...
Joe.
Joe. I can't say your last name. So
McEntee?
That's the one.
There we go.
Yep. Joe. You won, Joe. Our next...
What?
Our next category, that's what the word, is Best Horror Series with Ray and Chris. Yay! Yay.
What's up, dude?
The ceiling?
Whoa. Do you watch a lot of horror TV?
Sometimes. I'm more of a horror film guy. But,
same.
But, you know.
I actually hate horror stuff, usually.
Yeah? Are you the kind of person who covers your eyes when you go to the theater?
I do! Oh my God!
See, I'm the guy who's laughing at people like you at the theater.
We shouldn't go to a theater
We should
together.
Not go to the theater.
It's not...
If it's a horror movie.
Okay.
I mean, I won't.
I feel like we'd be really bad in a musical, too.
Probably.
Yeah. Let's not go to a musical either.
No, do you not like musicals either?
No, I love them. I just feel like musicals. You and I would be singing and not watching.
No, see, that would be bad for everyone else watching the musical. Because we would.
So you and
would,
I
sing something!
Would,
can't take you guys
what?
Sing something!
Now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you know?
I could do Beauty and the Beast.
I could do Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my god.
Which song are we doing?
I don't know. Is there a duet anywhere in there?
What? I could
be
do
our
guest.
Oh. And
what? So they're going to sing.
They're going to sing.
Kermit the Frog is going to sing.
Kermit the Frog is this tour. Kermit the Frog is this pops.
Just say a line as Gaston.
Oh, well, Belle. Looks like you're the one I'm going to marry.
Why was that so Captain Hammer?
The hammer is my envelope.
All right, so the nominees for Best Horror Series that don't involve us singing.
Nope. Ash vs. Evil Dead.
And Twin Peaks.
American Horror Story. Cult.
Bates Motel.
And The Walking Dead.
Okay, Gaston, what are we doing?
And the winner is American Horror Story.
And our winner is Mark.
Get up here, Mark.
Mark, do you want to sing with us?
I want a trophy.
You want a trophy?
You want the envelope?
I mean, you can have the envelope.
Yeah, it's yours,
know
buddy.
Any songs,
so. Don't spend it all at once.
Is there any songs from American Horror Story?
I mean, Lady Gaga's in it, isn't she?
It just sounds like...
Yeah.
That was the previous season.
Yeah, that was previous season.
Yeah, that was Hotel.
I'm going to frame this.
No,
do it.
You should.
Do it.
You should.
I can sign it for you.
But you're not in the movie.
Oh, that's cool.
A TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Up next.
Oh, my gosh. So, up next, we don't have another awards. We've actually run out of the awards categories. No, I'm kidding. We are spotlighting our last show for tonight, Red Shirts and Runabouts, featuring Derek and Jeremy.
So Red Shirts and Runabouts.
Yeah.
We talked about Star Trek. So far we've talked about Discovery and the motion picture.
Which,
so bad.
The most exciting of all the 13 Star Trek films.
Boy, I love spending 15 minutes looking at a thing.
It's
no
a really, it's a beautifully detailed thing, though.
It was a nice thing. That's fair.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Star Trek the Motion Picture is a very long and boring movie. So there's a shot, you know, if you ever see Spaceballs...
Yeah.
Where the ship at the beginning just goes on with the Jaws theme for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They're making fun of Star Trek the Motion Picture.
Ooh, V-Giney!
And the Futurama episode.
Yes.
V-Giney and V'ger. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so... But we're not all of Red Shirts and Runabouts.
No, we do... leave space between us for our missing third guest.
For Greg.
Yep.
Space for Greg.
The sexiest voice on the show.
He is a great
it's
radio
so
voice.
So silky.
Yes.
Tune in just for that, even if you hate Star Trek. It's just...
Especially the episodes that he, like, leads and he starts it off. You know, it's just... It's,
oh, yeah.
It's like
why don't
butter.
We have him do that all the time?
I feel like maybe we need
I
to
think
switch.
We're making a mistake. Because we both are kind of the primary hosts of other podcasts.
That's true.
Why don't we... Greg, if you're watching...
You've been promoted.
You're up.
New episodes of Red Shirts and Runabouts are every Thursday, and this week we are going to be talking about the second film, The Wrath of Khan.
The one that parodied Star Trek Beyond? Or the second of the...
Into Darkness.
Into Darkness,
and I don't want to talk about it. It's
oh,
a sensitive
we're talking
subject.
About it.
Not
we're
here.
Talking about it
not
tomorrow.
Here. Maybe tomorrow.
Stay
not
tuned.
Here. Yeah. So check us out. Go to iTunes and subscribe. We're everywhere. And, yeah, if you want us to review something from Star Trek, let us know.
Give us a 5-star rating and tell us what your crew rank would be.
Ooh, yes.
We'll
or, like, position. Like, are you a red shirt, a gold shirt, a blue shirt,
or
teal?
Or Klingon.
Or
Romulan.
Yeah, that's true.
Ferengi.
Ooh.
Or Borg.
This
or
is just going all over the place
Zindi.
Now.
Maybe you're Zindi.
I like it. Going Enterprise style.
Yeah.
All right.
I just got done watching that.
Well, guys, we are going to pass this on to the next award, and I don't know what it is because the teleprompter hasn't moved because I'm not back there. So we'll see who's
best shooter.
Best shooter is next with John and somebody else and Jordan. So we will see you guys later.
Throw a grenade.
Where's my six? Where's my six?
Throw the grenade. Come on.
Dang. And that's the best impression you get when it comes to video games. Very frustrating, children. Just put your controllers down. Take a deep breath. And relax. We'll talk about the best games this year.
But also launch the nuke, too.
And launch the nuke. Best games this year, shooters that is, Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus.
Players Underground, Unknown Battleground.
Splatoon 2.
And Prey.
Prey, is that something we need to do sometimes when we're playing these games?
I never do.
Okay, so let's talk about that winner. Who do you think won, Jordan?
I don't really know. I haven't played most.
Well, glad I got an envelope right here to tell me. So, the winner of that was Wolfenstein 2. Just kidding. It's Wolfenstein 2.
And our...
Cue clapping? No? Okay. There you go. All right.
And our other winner is Barry Poole.
Barry? Do we have a Barry? Is there a speedster faster than you?
This is so unexpected.
Thank me in your speech.
Please.
Thank you.
Please. Yes.
No, absolutely. I got your six.
You win. Thank you. All right, guys. So up next is Ray and Laura. They're going to be talking about best fantasy films this year, right now. It's happening. Here we go.
Hello, Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
It's nice to be here with some more female presence.
Oh my god. So I am the only chick on this silly podcast network, and I can't ever get another girl on there. So
Danielle.
I'm so... Oh! Danielle! I have yet to meet her in person. I need to do that.
Someday.
Someday. But right now I have Laura,
yay!
Who I absolutely adore, and you should check out her cosplay page, Lydia Hartwell.
Oh, yeah. Yay!
Yay! Yeah! Yay! And her entire group, Another Castle Creations.
Yay!
Yay!
Why are we here, Laura?
We're going to talk about best fantasy films.
Oh my god, so fantasy is like my favorite genre, and we had some really good ones this year.
Good.
So I was really excited. Did you have a favorite this year?
Let's see. Well, I like Beauty and the Beast, obviously.
Oh my god, me too.
Disney.
Hands down.
And I will pretty much like anything that Harry Potter puts out, so I also like Fantastic Beasts.
That's a good point. So, everybody was like, the deck came out last year. Well, we can't do from January to December and still show it December. Our year goes from November 1st to October 31st, so it came out this year.
What?
Okay?
What? All right.
What? I know it wasn't anybody's favorite, but I really liked King Arthur because Charlie Hunnam is shirtless.
A great prerequisite of a movie.
Absolutely. The wolf whistle, good touch, good touch. Ryan, I know that was you.
Nope, nope.
All right, who are our nominees?
All right, our first nominee is Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Oh, I hope that series tells no more tales. Beauty and the Beast.
Kong, Skull Island.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
And then finally, King Arthur.
Who's our winner?
The winner is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh my gosh, so unexpected.
Yay!
Harry Potter wins something. And our people winner is Brandon Flippo. Yay. Yay! Thank you. All right. Coming up, we're like almost done, guys. Like, can you believe it? It's crazy. Aww. I know, me too. You guys want to stay over, have a slumber party?
Yes.
Yay! Okay, coming up next, Jeremy and Jenny.
All right, we're going to be talking about best sci-fi series.
Ooh, these are good ones.
Yeah, do you watch a lot of sci-fi?
I've seen three of these.
Three of these? Okay.
Oh, no, four.
Yeah.
One of them I do a podcast about.
Love sci-fi series. Lose a lot of days to sci-fi series. Okay. So some of our nominees are Black Mirror.
The Orville.
Westworld.
Sense8.
OA.
And Star Trek Discovery.
All right. And the winner is Westworld.
Though Star Trek Discovery is pretty great.
I'm partial to Westworld. That's just me.
And our human winner is Tamara Dixon.
I love Tamara. Yes.
Next up, we have Best Superhero in a Film with Ian and Robert.
Still gonna. Okay. I'm still gonna do this.
You know, superheroes don't always get along.
They don't. That is very true.
Yeah, if you know your history, my character right here did not get along with the Justice League.
No.
From time to time.
Who the hell is your character?
The Vigilante.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. Shameless post, Instagram, Facebook, KC Vigilante.
That's him.
That'd be me.
That's him. So, there's a lot of good superheroes that got nominated.
There are.
There's a lot. There's pretty good. This year was a pretty good year for superheroes.
It really was. Any one of them could win.
They're all
amazing.
But there can be only one.
There can be only
one. I got to do Sean Connery. Okay. There can be only one. Ooh. Red October standing by. Okay.
That was a good one.
Thank you. So, first off, we have Peter Parker from Spider-Man Homecoming.
Logan Wolverine from Logan.
Stephen Strange from Doctor Strange.
Peter Quill, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
And Diana Prince, Wonder Woman. Which is hopefully going to win. Well, that's crap. Alright, the winner is Logan.
He's so excited.
Yay. Which, by the way, Wonder Woman could take Logan any day, so...
Fair enough.
Our people winner is Sam Ashby. Yay, Sam!
Congratulations, Sam!
You won an 8x10 photo of me in the bathtub. Congrats. My producer's looking at me like he's going to kill me. It's okay.
Okay. So up next, we have...
This is our final one. This is it. Yay. So to close out the show... Oh, Jesus. Uh-oh. Is Best Superhero Film with Ryan and Barry.
Ryan and Barry.
Yay.
Close this out.
I don't know how I didn't get nominated.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, hi, Batman.
Hi, Batman.
Ryan had to go, but he gave me a shirt.
Why are you gargling marbles?
These aren't marbles, this is my voice.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Other than yourself, who's your favorite superhero?
Batman.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. What's your favorite superhero television show?
Gotham.
Yeah, I figured.
The kid's kind of a punk, though.
That's you realize.
No. It's an actor. I've just never seen a TV show. Good Lord. Who do we got going on over here?
Where's Ryan?
He left.
Damn.
Alfred, open the envelope.
We have to look at the teleprompter.
We have to read the teleprompter.
Yes.
Logan is our first guy.
Well, should we tell people what?
Oh, yeah. Our superhero film. Other than Batman, because obviously that would win. Thank you. Logan is our first, nomination. Thank you.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Wonder Woman. Hot.
Really?
She's not bad.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
And Doctor Strange. Oh, not Hugo. Just Doctor. Sorry.
Don't get worked up. That's okay.
That was close.
Oh.
I knew he wasn't going to win, though.
Do you want to read the envelope?
Alfred, open the envelope! Thank you. And some water for when I'm done. The winner is Wonder Woman.
Oh, and our viewer winner, David Summers.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Batman.
You're welcome.
You almost saved the show.
Yeah, but Ryan had to leave, so now I have to help with this, I guess. I didn't plan this out. I mean, Ryan didn't plan this out.
Come on, Batman, we're closing this bitch out.
That's not nice.
Language.
This bitch is a very nice lady.
Oh, Batman, thanks for coming back.
Happy again.
Hey, what's
going on here?
Hi, guys.
You're blocking my shot.
I didn't know all the hosts were coming up here. Jeremy, come up here. So that is it. That is all 30 of our categories and winners. If you did win and you were one of the viewer people winners,
please contact us, facebook.com/heroespodcast or contact@heroespodcast.com.
You guys move over.
Yeah, scoot over. Everyone come on in.
Not like I'm not in frame.
You are.
So, another year, we did it.
Guys, yay! We started 4 podcasts this year.
We did. At the beginning of the year, we had just Screen Heroes.
Yeah.
There were 3 of us on the network.
And
we
now have
5 shows and 8 hosts.
I have a question.
Which one's the best one?
What's a podcast?
It's a movie with no pictures.
Don't worry about it. There's not any nipples.
Alfred, write that down. No nipples? I'm out.
Why do you keep moving?
Part of the gig.
This was very fun, guys. Thank you for tuning in who did. This was a fun thing.
Yep.
We love all 3 of you.
Special shout out to Jordan Blood and Doc Rev as our highest
patrons.
Yes. They have been supporting us for quite some time, and we couldn't buy, you know, certain things every month.
Like this microphone or the camera that is filming all of this stuff.
Or food.
The mini cameras.
Lots of different shots. Yeah, it's complicated stuff.
And your host, you wouldn't be able to pay us, right?
Yeah. Your bonus,
you don't have to pay me.
Your bonus checks are in the mail.
Okay.
We have a company card.
You buffoons to the left, I'm going to bring on all of our guests.
Put us on the left because
we're
right.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, I'm going to go this way.
All right.
I'm going to go against the grain.
Thank you, Derek.
Come on.
Very quickly, before I announce everybody and let them plug their stuff, Derek is the founder of Heroes Podcast Network. This wouldn't happen without him. He puts in maybe 30 hours a week to publishing this stuff, keeping the website up, answering all of your messages, producing all these shows. It's pretty spectacular. So thank you, Derek. All right. So to bring up our guests, I'm going to start with Barry Poole. Yeah. No. Aww. Thank you so much,
no,
Barry.
Thank
you. You are wonderful. No, Barry helps run Kansas City Comic-Con here in town, and he contributes to all of Kansas City community. So he's definitely brightened up our year.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on.
Wonderful. Including Batman.
Thank you. I know.
Next up, Chris and Jenny from Not the Wonder Twins Cosplay.
Yay!
I hear you have a bit. Don't you have a bit?
What? We have a bit?
What? You said, can we do the thing together? And I was like,
what did you sign me up for?
No, we just said, can we introduce our page together?
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Do your bit.
Yeah.
Our bit.
We're not the Wonder Twins. We have a cosplay page. We're brother and sister. We do lots of, like, brother and sister cosplays, or we're going to do lots of brother and sister cosplays.
We are not a couple.
Yes, that's the worst thing you can say to us. Please
then,
don't say that.
Then don't dress up as Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
They're from the Ultimate comic series, or from
they're together
the
in the Ultimate.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, see, no, we're doing the Age of Ultron version of them,
okay,
which
that's not allowed.
Yeah.
That's allowed.
They're not a couple.
Yeah, but we make our own costumes, and Chris makes a lot of our props, and check out our page. They're really cool.
Yes, we have Facebook and Instagram, so.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for coming out. All right, let's bring out Jordan.
The original Jordan.
There's
three of them today.
Jordan, you have been my friend for a few years now, and I absolutely adore you. You do nothing but support me throughout everything, so I want to support you back as much as I can. You have a wonderful wife and child, and I am so happy to be in your life.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, ma'am.
Thank you for coming on. Okay, plug your stuff.
I only have one, unfortunately. Just
unfortunately.
Facebook, Steampunk Bane, or the longer title, I changed it to Augustus Clockworks Cosplay Compendium. Even I can't say it.
ACCC. A cubed.
Way too much.
AC cubed. Follow AC cubed. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you. Robert or Casey Vigilante? Again, one of my good friends. I've known you for a few years, too. And again, you've done nothing but support me and come on the show. I'm so excited that you come on Screen Heroes almost like once a month about, if not a little spread out.
Yeah, it's been a little spread out here lately, but yeah. Well, I enjoy being on there. It's a fun show.
Thank you.
So if you're not watching, then you need to start watching.
Absolutely. Which episode are you coming back for next?
I haven't looked yet.
You want to do Black Panther?
I should be able to do that.
All right, we'll work it out.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
Oh, people can find me on Instagram and Facebook, KC Vigilante. That's my cosplay page. I also do a lot of cosplays with my brother. You may have seen, if you've gone to cons, you may have seen us as the Blues Brothers. So, and that is Duff Richter on Facebook as well.
And he for the record, you're a cosplayer. You're not a vigilante for Kansas City.
Correct. Okay, I am a cosplayer.
Just checking. So, just checking.
Yes. Just dress up. That's all I do.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Mark and Laura!
Yay!
No, you two are a couple, not not brother and sister.
No.
So confusing. Oh my god, so these two are two of my favorite cosplayers in all of Kansas City. They are wonderful human beings who, let me just tell you about these two people. So, we had a very bad flood. You might have remembered it if you're a long-time watcher. And they
bought it's dried me. Out, so that's good.
Yes, yes, everything's dried out. I had stuff that was damaged, and they bought me a new Dremel because they're really good people. And John's breaking our wall. If you do not know these people, you are missing out. So at least follow their cosplay. Where can they follow you?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook and Instagram as Another Castle Creations. That's the group that we're in. There's five of us. And then you can find my personal cosplay page as Lydia Hartwell on Facebook or Instagram.
And I am The Walking Farnsworth on Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you so much for joining us, guys. Thank you for another award show. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Bye, guys. Impressive.